General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker are back on Capitol Hill today to face Senate committees. The nation's top military commander in Iraq and its top diplomat there spent much of yesterday giving assessments to the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees.
And at this hour, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker are facing some skeptical lawmakers.
In my judgment, some type of success in Iraq is possible, but as policymakers, we should acknowledge that we are facing extraordinarily narrow margins for achieving our goals.
That's Senator Richard Lugar, an Indiana Republican. NPR's David Wellna is watching today's hearing and joins us now. And David, is Senator Lugar's statement typical of what you're hearing today from the senators?
Well, Renee, I'd say it largely is. You have many more sort of maverick Republicans on this panel than you did yesterday. And you also have Democrats who are highly critical of the Bush administration's handling of Iraq, especially the chairman of the committee, Delaware's Joe Biden. He pointed out to General Petraeus in his opening remarks today that Petraeus's numbers that the general says show violence is going down in Iraq contradict other expert analyses. But Biden said the numbers are really beside the point. What really matters is that there's been militarily there's no way to bring peace to Iraq and that there's been no political settlement among the warring factions in Iraq. And Biden said that he's convinced the only way this is going to happen is if the three groups, the Sunnis, Shias, and Kurds, break into what he called a federal Iraq, and many others are calling a soft partition. And this was echoed also by Senator Lugar, who said also that he's from the Midwest, from Indiana. He said that he compared what's going on in Iraq to a farmer expending his resources and efforts to plant a crop on a floodplain without factoring in the probability that the waters may rise. These are sharp warnings. It's a very different tone from yesterday.
And are Petraeus and Crocker saying anything different today than they said yesterday?
Well, their opening statements were verbatim what they said yesterday, although there are more concessions being made by each of them today. Petraeus said he would not recommend that the surge continue in the middle of next year if there continued to be no political agreements among the Iraqis. Ambassador Crocker said that the Iraqi government is dysfunctional, and he was very undiplomatic almost about describing the inability of them to reach agreements.
Now, there are five presidential candidates participating in today's hearings, four Democrats, one Republican. Are presidential politics playing into the equation today?
Oh, I think so. The chairman, Joseph Biden of Delaware, in his opening statement, talked a lot about his recent trip to Iraq. Of course, he's been also in Iowa and New Hampshire a lot lately. And I think that this burnishes the image of being an expert on foreign policy. You had Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, who's also a candidate, a Democrat, talking about having gone to Walter Reed Hospital and talking to a private there who said that, you know, you go into place and spend a month and a half trying to build it up in Iraq, and you leave in an hour and a half, everything has returned to the way it was. These are statements that are going to be, I'm sure, repeated during their campaigns for the presidency. But
David,
but we have many other candidates who are also going to be making their statements today.
David, thanks very much. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna. It's NPR News.